Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it back up again. This commandment I received from my Father." You may be seated. Dear fellow redeemed, Jesus identifies himself as the good, noble, excellent shepherd. And he identifies for us the marks of that good shepherd, the primary foundational works of that good shepherd. They are these. He lays down his life, which is primary, for the sheep. And he takes it back up again. Everyone in here will in some way be involved with the sheep of the shepherd. Some of you received calls. And what does St. Paul say to those who are called to be pastors in Acts 20, verse 28? He says, "Keep watch for yourselves and for the whole flock, over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Shepherd the flock. Take care of generally the congregation to which God, the Holy Spirit, has called you. And as Jesus says of that flock and of the whole flock, the church at large, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But when you go out as pastors, deaconesses, and any number of other church workers, you will care for the individual sheep. This is how you care for the flock of the good shepherd. You care for individuals. And so briefly this morning, I would have you consider such care in terms of and in reference to Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd." That's a claim that every single lamb may make. My shepherd. But you will encounter sheep who will have their doubts. Is he really my shepherd? Is he personally my shepherd? Of course, you will point them to the death and resurrection of Christ. And you will say, "See how much he loves you? For as our epistle reading told us, this is how we know love, that he laid down his life for us." But when the lamb really questions, "How do I know for sure that I am a lamb of the shepherd?" you will point them to that which is founded upon the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You see, the marks of the good shepherd are precisely that. His death and resurrection. And you will tell this lamb, "You were baptized into Christ. You were united with his death and resurrection on a particular day." As St. Paul wrote to the Colossians, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up." And so the lamb will be assured, because of this event that God worked upon him or her, that this individual is a lamb of the shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd," we each confess. "I shall not want." Well, the lambs, and including us who are pastors who are also lambs, we will at times begin to think, "Wait a minute, I want this, I want that." But we return to the foundational works of the shepherd, and we realize by his death and resurrection, he gives us everything that we really need. And so the rest of Psalm 23 really explains this reality. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." This is the food of the sheep. The green pastures, the still waters. And so you will feed the flock of God, and you will feed the individual lambs with the word of Christ. And what is the heart? What is the center of your proclamation? As is repeated in the scriptures, it is the cross of Christ. We preach Christ crucified, St. Paul says. There is where Jesus identifies his goodness as the good shepherd, for he lays down his life for the sheep. There is where we preach the forgiveness of sins. There is where we feed the sheep through their ears with the green pasture and the still waters. But of course, the crucifixion is meaningless without the resurrection. We proclaim Jesus Christ and him crucified. We proclaim him risen from the dead. This is the food. This is the nourishment that the sheep need. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, the psalmist David continues. He restoreth my soul. That word soul is certainly deep in meaning, nephesh. It is the same word used to describe the creation and the endowment of Adam with unique life. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul, a living nephesh, a living being. Your soul is identified with the reality of who you are. And just how valuable is the soul, is the life, is in the Greek the psyche of every individual? Well, Jesus said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his psyche, his soul, his life, as a ransom for the many. And so we continue to feed the sheep with this word, that their soul, their life, their very being is restored by the Good Shepherd. And amazingly, it all seems to hearken back to our baptism, wherein we are united with the death and resurrection of the Good Shepherd. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The sheep will begin at times to think that somehow they can do works of righteousness, that somehow their good works count before God, that somehow they merit God's favor. But as we will learn in this coming Sunday's gospel reading, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. He not only righteousifies us, he justifies us, he declares us righteous, but by his power, we can actually bear fruit. In his name, we can do righteousness. And so on the last day, the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked or in prison or sick? They are the righteous because he has declared them to be so, and he has enabled them by his death and resurrection to do righteous things. And so St. Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Indeed, the crucified one leads me in his name in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This afternoon I will be going to the hospital in Decatur, and there I will speak to a woman who is in her mid-90s. She knows that she is in the valley of the shadow of death. She may recover. But in reality, every one of us is in the valley of the shadow of death. And I will encourage her because she is especially aware of this reality. And how will I encourage her? We have a good shepherd who entered that valley in our place. We have a good shepherd who died our death. We have a good shepherd who was buried. we have a good shepherd who came out the other side in resurrection. And so I will remind Libby, she has the good shepherd with her because he's already gone through that path. His rod and his staff, and I think of the cross by these two pieces of wood, they indeed comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Indeed, the sheep will look and see the enemies all around. They will see sin, not only outside, but inside. They will behold guilt. They will realize temptation. They will realize the devil is prowling about like a roaring lion. They will realize there still is death. They will realize there still is suffering and misery. They will say, there still is hell, Pastor. Yes, but the Good Shepherd has provided a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He has provided his very body and blood at that table, the body and the blood of the crucified shepherd, the body and the blood of the crucified one, but in the Lord's Supper, it has never been celebrated with a dead Christ. He is risen from the dead. So we go to this table with repentance, and we return to our lives with great joy and peace. For though we are in the midst of the enemies shall not prevail. For we have, as Ignatius would say, the medicine of immortality. We have the forgiveness of our sins, and where there is forgiveness, there is life and salvation. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely God continues to bless us with bounty in every aspect in this life, for he is the good shepherd who laid down his life and took it up again. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God's goodness, God's mercy in Christ continues to pursue his sheep, continues to chase them down, because God so desires to give his goodness and his mercy. And through you as his servants, he will chase his sheep down to give them goodness and mercy through word and sacrament. And we can tell the sheep, they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Right before the good shepherd died, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. How does he prepare the place, the house of the Lord for us, the mansions above? By going to the cross and rising from the dead. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the Good Shepherd. We know his foundational works, his death and resurrection, and all other works for the sheep. May we faithfully continue to lead his lambs. For our Good Shepherd, for the sheep, laid down his life, and for the sheep, took it back up again. In his name, amen.